Now, okay, Ian, we'll go to Jermaine. See if you can get Ian to say something, Jermaine.
Hey, honey bunny, Ian.
Honey bunny. Yeah, put that old seductive. You got some fine perfume on, haven't you? You got some perfume on. Jack's in the other room.
Okay. My hair's done. My makeup's done. I'm all ready for you, Ion.
Well, honey bunny's good.
Hats are going and rolling. I feel like another person, Ion. I had a question from what I was listening to earlier. I forgot who was talking about it. When you say there's no Android meme, and I see what Trump is doing, he just uses Twitter and it's coming direct from the source. Does that affect everything in general? Let's say, like, there will be no more marketing and PR and all those things, because if a person, a business, or anybody can just do it on their own, that's going to disappear as well, along with the Android meme.
It'll morph into what Bob had in mind all along.
What is that?
That's Bob.
Non-Larusian. It'll be non-Larusian.
Non-Larusian? Bob, what does that mean?
Correct.
That means that we won't be objecting to Queen Elizabeth II. LaRouche's main icon is that he's worried that Queen Elizabeth will go up our butt. So if you drop the LaRouche perspective, we're okay with the Queen. The Queen can call in. We won't blow up her castle. That's how I take that.
We did burn Windsor Castle, though.
In 1992, yes. Now, why did you do that, Ian?
Carbon.
Duke of Bourbon?
Carbon.
You carbon? Wanted more carbon? Yes, they wanted more carbon in the air. And did they have nice carbon coming out of Balmoral or Windsor Castle? That's what...
Yeah, well, we haven't burned Balmoral. We haven't burned Balmoral.
Right. Windsor. Yeah, it was Windsor Castle. So they had special carbon, or you could start the carbon process by doing their castle?
Okay.
Was the carbon burning from the artifact some special carbon ion?
There was some old stuff that needed to be done away with. Chunk it in the bucket.
So then I will move on to another question about my mother's mom, because it reminded me of Queen Elizabeth for some reason. The story that I came up with, is that real about her? Is that what it is?
Not all of it.
Part of it?
The inference.
The inference? Like, is she from another world?
Basically, yeah.
And that's why she did all these things here, to go back to her world and have something better than she had here?
Maybe. We're a bit ambivalent.
Okay, so the part that I think, that I pretty much think is real, can you say which part is?
The latter.
What does that mean, latter?
It's the Santa Claus.
Santa Claus. Can you say, won't Bob is Santa Claus?
Ooh, no. No, Santa Claus isn't a person. Santa Claus is a legal document.
So that part is real, the Santa Claus document?
It's an annus horribus.
Okay, I'll look into that. That part is real about her. So why is she hanging on here still?
Why not?
She seems miserable.
Well, so does Jack sometimes.
Really?
Sometimes.
Oh, like today?
Girl, you got to get your money maker right. You got to figure out how to work your man. Get right. Get where he knows. You got to know these things. You have to know these things for this to be productive. How do we know these things? And you don't know these things, darling. You're still not woman enough to take Iron Man, just so you know. But you got to get in the inside of his head, which is where he wants you, and you'll get it all fixed up.
Well, I know that. Sometimes I feel like I can be mean about it, and that's why I kind of take it easy, you know?
That's smart. That's smart.
So that's why I kind of just take my time with it and be nice, because I get a lot of times that I'm a mean. I come across mean to people, so. Sometimes, you know, if you look. Yeah, very sharp. So I'm trying to be a little more considerate of other people, and I'll be as sharp.
Sometimes but. Terse. See, this was Queen Mary's dollhouse.
Queen Mary's dollhouse?
Mm-hmm.
Was Queen Mary sharp?
No, she was terse.
Terse?
Terse. Ask Bob or look it up.
Brief, short, to the point. Yeah, that's what I needed to do today.
Good. That's good. Excellent.
Yeah, because then it takes a whole other road. Yeah, I knew it.
Well, and you don't have to. He won't be so scared of you.
Oh, I'm not trying to do that. Yeah, that's the part that I'm working on. I'm not scared of person.
We know.
Jack might be listening or on the phone right now.
That's all right. We know. We know how to him. You're still not woman enough to take our man. You won't put him on? Make him get them clothes off.
Jack, if you're listening, take the clothes. Well, I don't know where he's at, so I don't want him to take his clothes off. He's not here with me right now.
Oh.
So then my other question was, my machine that I want to make clothes. So I don't want to give too many details because if all those fashion people are listening, you know how they are. But the function of it, to make something immediately as opposed to waiting a while, but then it can be tied to somewhere else. Do you think that's a good idea?
You got to develop it a little bit.
Okay. Because I thought, like, you know how seconds could be days here in another world? So can you be tied to another world? Like the closet. Like in my closet.
Yes, but you don't want it. You don't want it that way. But
okay,
yes, you can, but you don't want it that way.
What would be a good start?
Well, you just said you didn't want us to tell. You just told us you didn't want it told. So which way do you want it?
All right, just tell
me. Either you want us to lay it. No, yes, you do. Everybody will be on it. It's a bad habit. Stop. Listen to what you're saying.
Yeah.
Follow, develop it, adjust it, ask us, and then go with it from there. Little bitty parts.
So the concept is good.
Yes. Where'd you get this from? From us. Of course it's good, silly.
Yeah, from... I know, it was from you. So, okay.
But we're not arguing, we're just saying.
Thank you for that, too. So, okay.
Sure. So just go start with it, and you'll be fine.
Okay. Not with a closet, but it could be done perhaps with, like, a box where the paper goes in and start there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what should I make the box out of? Does it matter what material?
Vicenza stone.
Where would I find that?
Vicenza, Italy.
Vicenza, Italy.
Vicenza.
Okay. So make the box out of that.
No,
and
you could make it out of that. You don't have to make it out of it. You said, what would be a good thing to make it out of? That's a good thing.
Yes.
You can also make it out of ticky-tacky. Ticky-tacky is good, too.
The ticky-tacky boxes?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I would want to make it out of that. That seems very limiting.
Good. And then there. Now we're negotiating.
Well, you said I can find that material in Italy. That would be a good excuse to go travel to Italy and find it.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to. You have the Googler. You see the Android meme that is now gone. The internet lets you find it yourself.
Yeah, that's true, too. Well, it depends how fast I would want it. So, okay, I got the material. That's a good concept, obviously, because you gave it to me. And then can you give me what world?
The seven.
So the first step would to be to build the box out of the material. You see, I picture it almost like the size of a printer.
A little bit bigger.
Okay, anything else? Because I have good stuff to start with, and then I can come back later when I have something, prototype.
Do you know how to spell Vicenza?
Well, I was going to Google it. Vicenza. You can give it to me.
V-I-C-E-N-Z-A.
Oh, got it. It's because, you know, with my Spanish self, I would say Vicenza.
Do you speak Spanglish?
Yes, all the time.
Nice. That's good.
Thank you, Ion. I have good stuff to start with.
It's a happy day. And go to Milan, too, when you go.
Thank you.
Okay, good questions there, Jermaine. What did Roxy ask about? Babylon was from another world. I forget what her next question was. Was there a reason you weren't going to answer that, Ion?
We couldn't.
You could. So in a sense, that was a good question? If you can't answer it, is that a good pointed question?
It depends.
Okay, so we'll move on to Chad. I don't think we ever hear much from Shan. Is that you?
Yes, me, Beth. It's Sherry.
What do you want to say?
No, I didn't really have anything to say, but I just fell into listen, but if you let me talk to you.
Okay, speak louder. Is this Sherry?
Yes, it's Sherry.
Okay, Sherry, you never call in. You listen. You comment on the Facebook. You never call in. I want you to ask a question.
Yeah.
No point
yeah,
listening.
Yeah, because I don't have anything in particular, you know, big topic like
well,
these people.
Well, ask a question for someone else then. Pick up any topic. It doesn't have to be your question. Ask a question for someone else. Ask Roxy's question, whatever it was.
Can I ask questions for me?
Of course you may.
Ion, I still feel like I've been taking everything that completement products, and I still feel... Yes, completely formula. And I still feel on and off that, you know, my nerves sometimes, it feels like it's acting up and it makes me feel uncomfortable. Sometimes I feel like not together.
No, it's what you're putting up with, darling. If you weren't taking the completement formulas, you'd already had a nervous breakdown. It's keeping you together. It's just what you have to deal with, what you have to insulate yourself from. So you have to rise above it, rise above it, rise up, and then those will go softer and softer and softer. Restructure will help too.
I'm taking Restructure, and Restructure have,
gives you a ton of energy, and then if you're angry, it gives you a lot of bad energy. It magnifies whatever your energy is. Which is not bad, because sometimes when you're upset, you need to kick them in the head, and that's okay. But you don't want to kick them in the head because you don't think that's nice. And we say, okay, right, then be nice, but don't pocket it inside you. It's okay to send somebody, tell them to don't ever speak to me again, if that's what you mean. Or we can have some angels come and kill them if you want them to. Everybody get sideways with, if you knew that the angel of the Lord would come and kill them this day, you wouldn't be near as angry at most of them, would you?
No, I don't want to kill anybody. No, I just want me to feel better and good.
We know, and you should, and we say you do. But you're saying, thank you, Ian, for my belief. Now help my disbelief. That's what you're saying. Or, what's the next level? Where is the peace that passeth all understanding? And see, that's found. Do you listen to the Vestal Goodman music?
Yes, when Bob played on the show, I listened to it.
Bob's fixing to put together a golden oldies list of the Vestal. So when people like yourself are having an issue like this, just a small, now you're not making this a thing. This is a tiny thing. This is not a big thing. This is little. And your question is almost obfuscated in the asking, but you're perfect and you just want to be more perfect. We understand that. So we say add a Vestal to your world. Put it on your MP3. Put it as a sign upon your hands, on the doorpost, on your gates.
I can listen to old Vestal Goodman song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bob's working hard for you. He's going to put together a playlist that you can download and put it on your MP3 player or something. Just play it all the time. Or when you're having these feeling things, play that then, and it'll replace that. That'll be good. Or anything by the Gaithers, that's always good too. Find things that you like. They can be things you like, obviously. You know,
okay,
if she's got a song that you don't care for, you don't have to listen to it. There's so many of them. Find one. So get on the old Jubilee. That's good, too. And what it's going to do is going to let you recognize the difference between you and you. You're not able to discern the difference between you and you. And see, you're probably the kindest, sweetest person on the planet. But you're even trying to perfect that, which is very, very honorable, because then you're perfecting perfection, which is great, but it basically softens it a little more. Soft butter goes nice on bread with jam, doesn't it?
Yeah, I love that.
Mm-mm. So that'll take the edge off, and you'll feel better. And then with the complete, continuing with the complete formulas, you're already see. Look at your body. Look how your body has changed. Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah, it's getting better. I used to feel like I'm bloated. Now I feel like I'm getting more in shape without having to work out.
You're almost emaciated, though, but your body tone is very good. Very good.
And I also still want my face to look a little better because I'm still feel my face is a little puffy.
Put the Renew around your eyes. That's all you got to do. Oh, and like under your temples, like under each ear, do a little band there so you don't have that little bit of extra skin that will develop in years later. Put a little under each side. Just preventative because it's perfect. I mean, it's perfect, but you always want to make it better, and we understand. We're here to help. It's the least we could do. I mean, if we're letting you be God, you might as well be happy as God. Wouldn't it be crappy to be an old, yucky, curmudgeon-y, hanky-looking God? That'd be kind of crappy, wouldn't it? I'm going to live eternity like this. I want to look good. I'm going to live here forever in this big, fat body. I want to look good. So, that's good.
And what I'm going to do with my eye pocket under the eyes? It still seems to be there.
Just renew. Just renew.
Okay. And I use them every day.
And when you wash your face at night, make sure your face is dry. Put a little under each eye. Just rub it under each eye as much as you think you need. And then let it dry for a little bit and then go to bed. Let it stay on all night long. And you're good.
Can you tell me why my mom and me, our relationship is always so far apart?
Because you're exactly alike, and likes don't fit together. Opposites attract, likes repel. You're identically alike, and you don't think you're like her at all. And she doesn't know why you can't be like her, but you are both identically alike. It's astounding.
Yeah, but I live all my life exactly like whatever she wanted me to, but she never seemed to be happy with what I'm doing, and it's very hard.
It's because you're not happy with what you're doing. You're not happy either. You're questioning. You have changed 1,000% better since you started all this, and you're still right at the place of, Ian, how can I get better? Ian, how can it be better? Ian, how can it be better? Well, you say, you're perfect. You go, I know, I appreciate that. Yeah, it's a little better, but I want to be perfect. Well, that's the same thing she's saying to you, or the same words that you're saying to us. Same words. You're perfect. Thank you for my belief. Now help my disbelief, my unbelief. Help the part I can't do. And that's what you're doing over and over and over, which is the same thing she does, which is the same thing that she looks at. You look at her, and you go, this is what I'm becoming. She looks at you and says, you are what I was. So she wants you to masterfully accomplish more than she. See, that's a step-down generation further away from God. But you caught it. You're bringing it back to cycle it back. So what she sees in you is the representation of her, but with eternal life. It's very amazing. Did that help you in those? We know all metaphors suck sooner or later, but when was that one helpful for you?
Yes.
Good.
But I have a little struggling with, like, you know, how I'm going to deal with my mom that, you know, won't create too much conflict among us, but it seems like it's still going on.
Just love her.
And,
just love her. Do nice things.
I do, but I just feel like she doesn't seem to feel it.
Stop. You're reacting to what you think she thinks she thinks she thinks. You're reacting to what she thinks, you think, she thinks about you, of what you think that she thinks. This is not a thinking man's game. Stop. Say, Mother, I love you. I'm helping you do this. Is there something else you'd like me to do to make your world better? And then shut up and let her tell you. And if you do that, then that will be enough. But don't then go second guess, well, I did this, so if I got to do that, and if I think she's just like me, my sister, if I could send her flowers, they can do this to me, and she could get the flowers, they come, I come, enough. She thinks I'm wasting money, I don't know how to run my life, I'm trying to live my life the way. You run through all this crazy bullshit that you don't have to go through, but she's not, most of the time, not even saying anyway. Ask her what she likes to do that, leave the rest of it alone. Then it's like, well, this is my beautiful daughter, I adore her. She's the spitting image of everything I wished I could have been. As your free part. So, that's how you solve that. You're overcomplicating your veracity, your position. Because she's not on you. She just loves you.
Okay, I'm gonna look at it differently. And if it becomes
a really big problem, you can say, Mother, I've talked to Ion, and Ion says if you don't behave, he's going to send an angel of the Lord and kill you where you lay.
She wouldn't understand what I'm talking about.
Well, that takes the heat out of the fire. You want to fight with your mama that's alive, or do you want to pray to your mama that's dead?
No, I don't want to fight with her at all.
Good, okay. Then do what we said and ask her what would she like. And then hush and don't negotiate it. Just listen to what she says and then try your best to do that and get as close to it again. And then tell her what you've done and what you've done on her behalf. She appreciates everything. She's very kind. She gave you manners. She has manners. Okay? Don't negotiate that and you'll be fine. When you re-listen to this, this will make much more sense because it's kind of like you're looking in the mirror trying to figure out what's going on. You need to get in there out of the rear-view mirror looking back to see what you're looking back to see. Then you step away from it all of a sudden. Oh, yeah, that's nice. You always look better in a selfie on a cell phone than you do in a mirror in your bathroom.
Yes, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, somehow I play with my selfie and want to see the difference.
That's right. The digitized image is perfect. The mirrored image is up to subjugation.
Thank you, Ian. I want to ask you this question also about Trump. Now that he's president-elect, he's picking his cabinet. Are you helping him make those selections for his administration? Ian?
Yes.
Well, thank you for helping him through this process. And I like Trump.
But, Sherry, I don't know if Ian was saying yes to your question. He was saying yes. He said yes, you called. What were you doing there, Ian? Were you saying yes, you called, or you were saying yes, you helped Trump pick the cabinet people?
No, we saying yes. Yes, she called.
Yeah, so she didn't. They didn't answer your question. So ask again, Sherry. Is he, you know, is he influencing Trump's decisions?
Ian, are you helping Trump select his people for his administration during this process?
Well, they're already chosen, but yes, Bob did most of them. But we've adjusted Bob's list just a little bit, so we're helping a bit. We've had to change a little of the perspectives. All the choices were very good, but sometimes it looks wrong, so you choose a different one to fill the spot so it gives better optics.
So he's going to make America great again, right?
Absolutely. They're going to bring, talking about getting that money, they're going to bring the money checks back home. And that's going to wipe out your debt. You'll lose the national debt very soon.
And about he having all those high-tech CEO people from all the, those big tech company coming to sitting in the big round table to have a meeting, are you helping Trump getting all those people to come sitting at the same table?
Yeah, they are having, they're clamoring to get to him. Because this is what needs to have happened 100 years ago. This will replace Roosevelt.
So, Ian, how did you do this? How did you get
We did send him a tweet.
Okay. But you don't do it. Hey, look, this might have a good show tonight. Why don't you fucking talk about this? This is all
Melania does.
What?
Melania does.
Do you mean Melania? Do you do it by affecting her consciousness?
Mostly.
But you are. Can you express how that is? How you... What...
Do they
express? Respect. How does one... How does the language feel it?
Already, and it's fixing to get great, and it's going to bring all the money back home and kill all the national debt, and it's going to be amazing. You're going to get tired of winning.
Now, you're saying it's already great. That's Hillary's point, that America was already great. Is that what you mean, Ian? You're supporting Hillary as well as Trump?
Nope.
Ian, is the Dow Jones going to go over...
Wait for his answer.
We said no. We're not supporting Hillary.
What was the question? You're not supporting Hillary. That's not what you...
Are you supporting Hillary over Trump? And we said nope.
Oh, I didn't hear that. So I'm not saying that. You said America was already great. That's what she ran her campaign on. She disagreed with Trump saying, let's make America...
She said stronger together. She didn't say it was already great. She said stronger together.
Well, I heard her say it once. Maybe she didn't repeat it enough. But, yeah, she did say stronger together. So you're going with whatever Trump means. You're saying that Trump will make America great again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead, Sherry.
Ian, is the Dow Jones market going to go over 20,000 points?
Where's Sherry?
Over 25,000.
Oh, Sherry.
Wow,
what happened?
She's right here, Bob. We're speaking, Bob. She's speaking, whereas she's asking questions. Send yourself an email that says, is the market going to go over, Dow Jones going to go over 20,000? We said over 25,000.
When did you say that?
Just then when
just
you were interrupting
her. Just 2 minutes ago. What's your problem?
Where was I?
You were here. She asked the question. Sherry said, is Dow Jones going to go over 2,000?
Well, that's when I was talking over her.
No, sure.
I never heard that question.
Uh-oh. Go and get... Have you had your restructure today?
Yeah, I had everything.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I even had some of your vaginal juices, okay? All right?
Nice.
No, sorry to impose myself on you so that you would slam back with a ridiculous statement like
I've
that.
I've had all my food.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, what... So, Ian says that the market will go over 25. Do you call it the market? What is the thing?
Dow Jones Industrial Average.
The Dow Jones average will go over 25,000. Now, what do you think of that, Sherry?
I think that's go a little bit too much. Isn't it going to cause a bubble?
It's already a bubble, darling.
But when it go up too much, too fast, and then a little bit unstable for the market?
Why? The only reason you think it's unstable is when you're not accustomed to winning. When you're used to winning, you win all the time, and then you keep winning, and then you're just winning, and you just get tired of winning. And you just kind of do it, and then you're just like, well, get rid of crap. Get rid of this damn money. And they start throwing money at each other. And then everybody goes to the whorehouse, and they go buy drugs and do all these crazy things. But then the money goes right back into circulation, and there's more money, and then there's more money. And then they start buying houses and chattels and lands. And then they buy China and redevelop that. It's scheduled for a teardown anyway. And then they sell Canada to the Germans because they got a little bit of money left. It's all they got. They're going to put Angola over Canada. It's going to be great. And plow up the rest of it and sow it in rutabagas. Rutabagas are good. The poor people can eat rutabagas. So they'll take... Have all the Mexicans having Mexican jobs in Mexico, and Americans will have American jobs in America. It'll be good.
So they start off doing drugs and going to brothels. That's what they do. A fool and his money are soon partying.
A fool and his money are soon partying.
Talk about Mexicans.
The Spaniards, they're not from Spain.
What's that?
Well, you don't order Ian around. Do you ask a question?
Ian, talk about Mexico. Is Trump going to be able to solve the immigration problem with Mexicans?
Yes, It's easy. You have immigration law right now that you're not following. If he just made him go by the law that he is, that would solve
speak
the
up, Ian.
Problem.
Am I being faded out? Can you hear me, Sherry?
Yes, Bob, you're over.
Yes, I can.
Hear me.
Did yeah. he? Did Ian just fade out?
No.
No.
My phone had faded out, Carolyn.
Okay, get a new phone.
Well, you got it.
There are three phones. Get the third phone.
Use another. So what happens is that the Spaniards are not from Spain.
What's that mean, Ian?
The problem isn't coming from Mexico. It's what's coming through Mexico is the problem.
What was the problem, Cherie? Something's coming from Mexico?
Oh, I'm just asked Ian was that Mexico, about Mexican immigration.
What did Ian just say?
Something coming through Mexico, not from Mexico.
Okay, do it again, Carolyn. I missed your words.
Bob, get the other phone.
No,
stop it.
No, you were speaking over Sherry.
No, I wasn't.
Well, I didn't hear what you said because Sherry was talking.
Coming through Mexico, not from Mexico.
Well, what would that mean? It's coming.
That would mean like terrorists come through Canada, not from Canada. So are they doing the same thing through Mexico? Ion.
Exactly, that's what we said. You should try this. You should be non-physical. Dr. Dean, you did it really good. Better than us, because Bob can't hear us, so that's pretty good.
I know. Try to manage Bob here. It's a fool's errand.
It's so fun. It's fun, though.
But Sherry's doing great.
He is the cutest one. He is the cutest
No, Sherry's doing great. She's putting up with all of us.
But Bob mm-hmm. is very cute. Bobby is cute. You can't. You know, nothing he can do. Nothing he can do. He's cute.
He's switching up his phones now, so maybe he'll be back on track.
Now, yeah. But see, the reason he couldn't hear us is because we weren't specifically speaking of his grandeur. We were speaking
this
of the wonderment of Bob. He would be able to hear us perfectly.
Is it your headset
we
then?
No.
Look. Take my headset.
Look, this phone works great. See, what was Ian saying? He was just speaking. What did you just say?
He was saying how cute you were.
Yeah. Could you speak, Ian, just so, or someone, Sherry, speaks, or show her that this works?
Let's see. Mares eat oats, and does eat oats, and little bears eat ivy.
Say something, Sherry.
You would eat ivy, too, wouldn't you?
Ian's talking. Are you hearing him?
No.
Okay, then your phone's messed up. Take my phone. Take everything.
You try that.
Take my phone. Take. What did you do?
You want my. You want
take
to take
the whole assembly. Do not switch it out.
No.
You'll get lost.
No.
Mine's working. Mm. Just take it.
Mombos and Rode Ferret to Jamatawa.
She might fix my phone.
Mombos.
Okay, so let's get back on. I got to take the notes. I have to take the diary.
Okay. Mombos.
Okay, what's been discussed, Sherry? What Trump will do with Mexico at 6:09, and now at 6:11, he said the problem comes through Mexico. Right, Sherry?
Say people come through Mexico, they are not really Mexican, they just come through Mexico.
Right. Okay, so I'll put that at 6:11. So what has Ian been talking about the last minute or so?
Talking about you being cute.
Mo. Yeah, you being cute. And Mon Bo Sepe, Rode Ferre, Peshama Tavadura.
I don't know anything about that, Bob.
Toi Qu Noel, Penta Che Nu, Oste Anniversaire. Jolie Saint Anouar Cher, Este Bonbon Lette Julie. Mon beau sapin, Rode Ferret, Pujamatava.
What are you talking about, Ian? I don't quite get it.
Oh, we were answering your question about how beautiful Bob was.
Bob, you get it? Bob?
Yes, I'm listening. Yep, I'm listening.
Okay, I was just commenting about you being beautiful and cute.
Yeah, that's right. I heard. I didn't hear it, but I heard about it. You go on to the next topic. You can go on to the next topic.
Carolyn, you can't take the heroin anymore, darling. It's all you can't take it anymore. No more heroin for Bobby.
No more heroin for me, Carolyn.
He's a one toke over the line.
No more heroin for me. Carolyn's not even on. No more heroin for me, I am saying.
It's because she took all three, three telephones away.
Yeah, well, she says my headset was broken. She figured it out. Right, Carolyn?
Mm-hmm.
So you got a new headset? Okay. So I'll go back to yours.
Okay. All right, get my phone back.
Bring the sound flower up. Bring the sound flower up. Turn the volume up a little. Move it up to the left.
Yeah, it was great. Let's get back to Sherry's question.
You touch the headphones, Bob. Now you're going to wash your hands.
I have to wash my hands. Okay, I'm not touching food. Okay?
Bob,
go ahead, Sherry. I'll give you one more question, Sherry.
This is where it starts.
One more question, Sherry.
Okay.
See, I sound like a tuba.
Ian, are you with me every day, every time? Because I'm always speaking with you. You hear me?
Always.
You're always with me, right?
Even where you put your keys.
Even I what?
Even when you ask where you put your keys.
Okay, thank you.
But see, hey, Sherry,
yes.
I would qualify that by saying non-physical is always with you. What you're asking is the speaking non-physical, the creating non-physical known as ion with you. These make a difference. Your non-physical is always with you. But is ion, the speaking, the non-physical, the creating physical, merged with the non-physical or brought the non-physical into the creating space, is that with you? Is that what ion means?
That's what she asked, and that's what we answered, and we said yes. And then we gave her examples of when she lost her keys, and she asked us, and we showed her where they were, and we referred to that, and she grinned like, oh, shit, yeah, it really was that. Okay, good. Yeah, that was you. Got it.
Did you just say she grinned?
Mm-hmm.
Did you grin when he said that about the keys, Cherie?
Yeah, kind of, yes.
You did. You grinned when he knew something about you, about the keys.
Yeah, I was thinking about when
right.
I sometimes do things and I think it out loud in my head. Or I talk to Ian
right.
in my heart and I just feel like the answer is there.
Because we answer it.
Okay, very good. And that's the end for you, Sherry. You've done your bit.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Ian.
You did beautiful. You did beautiful. Now we're going to amp it up a little bit. So get yourself stable and calm and easy. Because now, no more free poker. Now step it up. Now you're doing good. Now let's do a little more. Let's do a little better. Don't be good.
Yeah, so keep asking
eat.
Questions,
you gotta eat.
Sherry.
You got to eat. You got to eat.
Okay, yeah, I didn't really eat that much because I don't feel like eating.
No, but you gotta eat a little bit. Eat a little bit more.
Okay, I'm gonna make
all
sure
right.
I do
okay.
that. Thank you,
okay,
Ian.
Okay, very good.
Get you some cellophane noodles.
What's
okay.
that, Carol? Cellophane noodles. Do you know what that is, Carol?
It's kind of a rice noodle that's almost see-through, but it's not very nutritious. I'd eat more than cellophane noodles.
We didn't.
Sherry.
No, we didn't mean for nutrition. We said to eat more, just to eat a little more bulk.
Yeah.
So we just then eat some noodles, some pho, eat some pho. I do something Thai
okay.
or something spicy. That's good, too.
Yeah, I love spicy hot food.
Tom Yum
yes.
soon, then.
The more hot, the more delicious it tastes.
Yes. Do you like ghost pepper?
Do you like hot iron? Hot food, spicy
yes.
hot food.
Ghost pepper is his favorite.
Yes. So when I eat, I'm gonna put a lot, and I'm gonna think of you, and then you're gonna enjoy
Thai,
the food with me.
Thai hot.
Yes.
Thai hot.
Yes.
At least.
Yes.
Will you guys stop it? Come on. You're going to eat, okay? Yeah, hot food.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, yes.
No, I hate talking. Don't piss me off, Cherie. You'll never get a chance to talk again. Diane again, so just relax.
Okay, thank you, Bob.
So nice to talk to you. Yeah, come back and do some more tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning.
Okay.
All right. Okay, go ahead, Chad.
Hello.
Hey, number one.
I'm having these dreams where I'm walking through a door in a room, and then all of a sudden I'm in another building. And then I walk through a door in that room, and I'm in another building. I haven't dreamt in a long time, but this has started like a week ago. Can you explain what's going on there?
Didn't we tell you about a month ago that your dreaming was increasing? And you said, but Ion, I don't dream. We said, oh, yeah. And so now you mm-hmm. are. It's Inception. Remember Inception?
Yeah.
It's that
movie. So is something being connected by me going through a door and ending up in another building?
Maybe. We hope so, but we don't know that just yet. That's up to you.
So I'm experiencing something, and it's up to me to define what it means. Is that right?
We're not so quiet. We're not so sure. Hold on just a minute. It may be decided, but it may not necessarily be decided by you.
Would be decided by you then? You just haven't decided yet?
Likely. No, we have decided. We're trying to catch you up. We got you there. We're like Delta Airlines. We got you there, but where? We got you there. Now we got to do the next little step for the hiccupy thing. Because see, you are very literal, which is the best. The best parts of you are the parts that slow this down. The best parts of you are the parts that slow this down. It's not a problem. It's fine. But we got to have a little reset here to get you on the road to Wellville.
Slow down ascension? Oh, okay, so the best parts of me slow down my mind where it could otherwise go on a frenzy chasing those meanings. Is that right?
Well, it does. It does. And then you miss the meaning for chasing the meaning. You're trying to find the answer instead of what the answer. Instead of focusing on the question, you're worried about the answer.
And I've noticed in the last couple of weeks, maybe the last moon, we'll say, I've been more calm and balanced than I've ever been in my life on such a consistent basis. Did something shift? Okay. And the other thing is, Kate and I... Okay.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Kate and I have voracious appetites. Like, it's insane how much we're eating. Is that part of the same shift?
It most certainly is. And you keep knocking the man out of the boat.
The other thing is, we're in Alberta right now. Yeah, we're in Alberta right now, and the entire province is under a warning of, like, freezing 40 below temperatures, except for the area that we're in. It's the only part of the map that's not covered in warnings. Explain that dynamic.
Well,
Alberta,
in some part of the U.S.? Because you said before the U.S. could take everything up to Calgary.
Probably.
Damn.
People are linking it to Trump's election. Is there any connection there? Yahoo's weakness right now and Trump's president.
No. It has to do with Jack Ma.
Jack is bad.
Oh, okay. Does Jack Ma want to get rid of Yahoo owning that 18%?
I got more about it in my mind from watching the video.
was the question? Who's wearing the pants? No, I said, which one of the people at that table with Trump were shitting their pants? Bezos looks like he had a frown on.
Yeah, all of them. They have a very thing.
Right, so okay, when they walked into the room, and let me say this yet. When they walked into the room, they had this image, but they said something that Trump was a doofus, a dumb. Once they were interacting with him, say 5 or 10 minutes, they realized he emanates some kind of power that shocked them.
I guess he can or not.
I'm asking you on it.
Yeah, it's kind of.
That threw him off. Yeah, I saw the picture. I wasn't sure, but the guy that looked like Jeff, he didn't look like Jeff, but he looked at you, a sour look at his face, his photo. That was just, that's what you were saying.
Yeah. I think it was on the cover of Grudge one day.
Could you see which one was Musk? Could you see Musk?
No, I didn't see his picture.
The other
I saw the other character, like
Go
Sheryl
ahead.
Sandberg, the face. Facebook lady.
She's all happy.
Peter Thiel.
She's waving and, right?
Yeah.
She was smiling a lot.
Yeah.
Was she just a little girl over
Peter
her head
was
among
right
the
on
guys
left
smiling?
Hand.
Wait a minute. Was this the Schamberg, whatever her name is, was she smiling because she was over her head while being a little girl among the guys? Or did she have some extra appreciation of Trump? I'm addressing that to Ion.
She was glad to be included.
Oh, okay. She was happy to be there. So then what was your question, Chet?
Peter Thiel was sitting at Trump's left hand. So Pence was on Trump's right hand. Thiel was right next to Trump on the left side because Thiel supported Trump when all those other Silicon Valley people didn't. But my next question was, did Trump call this meeting mostly because he's trying to head off a California secession movement that is brewing in Silicon Valley?
No, we want that. We want that. That's all going into the bottom of the Pacific Ocean. So we want them to secede. And you can take all of the Willamette Valley with you if you want to. Yeah.
But what about all that market cap from those Silicon Valley companies?
We don't need it. What do we need it? They don't make anything. They don't have anything. The only reason they have any value now is because people own their stock. They don't have any customers. They don't have any product. They don't sell anything. Where's the market? They're nothing. They're puffery. They're worse than Marshall McLuhan.
So in other words, in one fell swoop, one day, Google, Facebook, Amazon, Apple,
Google's already gone.
Tesla,
Google's already gone.
They're all
Google's
going to be wiped off. They're all going to be wiped off the cloud.
Stop. Google's already gone. It's now the Alphabet people. It's already gone.
No, are we talking about they're going to be wiped out physically from the earthquake, Chad? Is that what you were just saying?
Yeah. That's what I was saying, by the earthquake.
I'm saying it's all going. That's what he was saying a couple minutes ago. So what do you say to that? I have the physical consequences for their buildings and the people.
The only thing in those buildings is their stock. So whatever
the
they
only
do,
thing in those,
do
their,
anyway.
The only thing in their buildings is their stock. What's that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you're saying
isn't in those buildings. Their business is not in those buildings.
Yeah, I get that.
So if, all
so if any employees of those buildings... If any of the employees of those buildings are listening now, would you tell them to get out, or your prediction is nebulous because you can't tell time?
Oh, no. We say y'all hang in for a long summer. It'll be wonderful.
Hang in for a long summer. But Ian, you're not warning people on the time level of when this is going to happen.
We don't do time.
I know, but why talk about an earthquake? You can't help anybody about to prepare for, you know.
We did not say an earthquake. We did not say anything about it.
No, you say all the blue coast is going to go away. What does that mean?
No.
Is there another level of interpretation?
It's going to go underwater.
It's going underwater. Is that a threat to people's lives?
Unless they can swim really well.
Will it happen all of a sudden?
Define sudden.
In 24 hours?
That's a little faster than sudden, isn't it?
Okay, within a week, within 7 days.
That could be pretty
sudden.
The
West Coast will be under.
That would be pretty sudden, yeah.
Okay. So you're telling this, but you can't tell anybody when it's going to happen. So what's the point of worrying people?
We're not worrying people. We're just telling you what is. If you know that, you shouldn't be worried at all.
It's not what is yet.
It is to us.
So it's not
what?
Still being decided. It is.
Oh, we know that is to you, but it has nothing to do with us. You're bringing in your projections. It's like everything's already happened.
No,
from
not.
Your perspective.
Not. No, no, no. It's not a projection. We're just reporting the history, Bob. Bob, history is recorded by the ones who win the wars. Didn't you get the memo?
that's not relevant to the point here. You're talking about something's going to happen to the blue states, and nobody can apply your statement to prepare or to run.
Why not?
Well, because they don't know when you mean.
It doesn't make any difference if it's tomorrow or a million years from tomorrow. If that's the case, we said the same thing.
It doesn't matter if it's a million years from now.
Nobody thinks
I'm always empathy yet. There ain't gonna be no blue state underwater. Bob will cancel it.
Thank you. You didn't get me off. There's been a tsunami warning.
Yeah. Okay, back to you, Ted. I've got my
I don't think that's right.
What did he say, Ted? I'm sort of flipping it out.
Flags reported on you on your tsunami that you drowned.
When did that happen? Well, it doesn't matter. There's no time, there's no place. It just happened. It is.
Who's
the report is out there. Okay, back to you, Jed.
So, Ion, you said Google's gone now and it's the Alphabet company. Well, Google's part of the Alphabet company. It's a company within a company. So it's not gone. It's wrapped around.
Is that like is it like a dream within a dream, Chad?
Yeah. Could be.
Interesting. So it is like Inception then.
Right. So now the hidden ground was ground was Alphabet Company, and now we can see it as a figure.
So then it's obsolesced by the mystery landscape.
So once we see it, it's no longer a mystery.
It's no longer a mystery.
And that's what makes it obsolete.
Now it's exposed. Because now you're looking at these companies. It's supposed to be, like you're saying, this bastion of industry. Fuck that shit. Who gives a damn? Have you tuned your Atari? You still playing Atari? That was supposed to be the
landscape. So really, invisible environments are the only ones that matter.
That's the only ones that change or move the market.
In other words, what you see is not real.
That's why you have to listen to the FNN to figure it out.
What's that, FNN?
The
Fake News Network.
Network.
Oh, okay. Got it.
See, you missed media ecology.
It's okay. He was fucking.
What youth on Tuesday chats here? Way up behind on certain keys.
He was fucking. Kate. It's okay. Don't worry about it.
On the plane.
So now it happened.
Yeah. In the bathroom.
It's good.
So Chad, just to get our bearings.
Yeah.
Let's just catch up. Alphabet is the ground of Google. Is that what Ian said?
Yeah.
And what did he say is happening to it?
It was obsolesced by the mystery landscape.
Did he say that? That's me. I did
it
again.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay, I'm up to date now.
Nobody knew about Alphabet until like a year ago, and now it's, okay, Alphabet subsumes Google, but now we see Alphabet on the market, so it has no influence because we see it. It's no longer a hidden ground, no longer an omnipresent, omnipotent environment. We're just looking at the carcass. So that's what I got from it.
Another part of the hidden ground that Bob bought up. We're the hidden ground all the time, Chad.
Dim bones.
You know, one
dim bones.
So that's what Dobbstown and I under excel at, is staying hidden. The hidden ground, hiding in plain sight. Wow, nobody else is doing that. You guys have a monopoly on that.
Well, you know where we're hiding now, Chad? We're hiding on the McLuhan form.
No. Right.
The Chad goes, no. What do you mean, no? No.
I didn't say no.
Yeah. And
well,
we appreciate
first I said, no, I don't know where you're hiding, but...
Oh, okay. I'm saying we're hiding on the McLuhan form, in plain sight, causing friction without causing it. I like your statement you made. Those idiots just arguing over nothing. I have one guy who says I'm great, Sir Crocky, who I don't even know, and I just post my stuff and McLuhan stuff, and they claim I'm taking it over. It's fucking nuts, right? But we know where it's coming from. So.
Well, that tetrad that Alex did was terrible. That was rancid.
Yeah. And yet he says mine's delusional. And therefore, I have to take my people and go to another Facebook forum because my tetrad is so inferior to his. He's silly.
Huh.
Okay, go ahead. Even Martin is getting swept under Alex's effect. Yeah, Martin was a little detached, but I don't understand any post he makes because he doesn't translate it well from his German. His prepositions are in the wrong place. It's a good place for Bob to hide, though, Chad. I look pretty stupid there, according to them, right? I'm obviously not affecting anything.
It's kind of like old slack.
Poor Reverend Stang.
We don't even use him to hide under anymore.
Ion, should I upgrade my Mac? Should I upgrade my Mac to Sierra?
Do you like Sierra?
I don't know. I haven't tried it yet. I'm still on the last one.
Not the same. It's not the same operating system, you know.
I know. That's why I wanted to ask you if it was a wise move to put it on or leave things as they are.
You're talking about a 10.99 or 10.1.77 or something. Well, you have to work out the bugs. So when you work out your bugs, then you'll know. It's like when you're trying to fix your conversion rate and you don't know your principal part. That conversion rate is not telling it correctly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or then the question comes, how did it change from 14 to 7 and you didn't do anything different? You go, very interesting after a second, isn't it?
So, I guess you're telling me I'll know when I've worked the bugs out, and then that'll be the time to put Sierra on.
Mm-hmm. And you can answer your question is, what's the difference between your conversion rate and where it should be and where it is? Now that affects your mitzvah.
Like bar mitzvah?
Mm-hmm, but it's mitzvah. You can look it up.
It sounds like he's saying an X. He's used that word lately. You're not saying mix, M-I-X, you're saying mitzvah, M-I-T.
Mitzvah, like bar mitzvah.
Right, Ian?
That's correct.
Chad, what was your topic you just been doing the last minute and a half?
Sierra's the latest version of the Apple operating system.
How he can bring the conversion rate back up to 14%.
Okay, we need to check something here. I'm going to unmute everybody.
Finally, we're unmuted. Finally, we're unmuted. Thank God. This is terrible.
Yeah.
Hello, Ion.
Okay, where's... Oh, there's...
Hi, Ion.
Okay, shut up.
Hey, Ion.
Shut up. Fucking idiot. Here's the question. Carol and I are getting a lot of blipping of Ion's voice and Chad's. We want to know if everybody's hearing that or it's just our phone.
No.
Are you getting...
No.
He's coming from a submarine. You're on your way to Alaska, Bob, and the submarine's making a pinging sound. We're going slow. So that sonar lets us know where you are, because we lose you sometimes. You don't know where you are. You don't know where you're going. You don't know where you're seeing. You don't know where the wind blows. You don't
hear that, Carol? It's garbly. Okay, back to Chad. We'll find Chad. Where's Chad? Where's Chad? Right here. Okay, I'll unmute you, Chad, and find Ion up here, and we will just...
Sonar. The sonar bounces back and forth.
Okay, carry on, Chad. What was the topic? What was the topic, Chad?
Well, we were finishing up the latest Apple operating system. That was the last topic, and... I said I have to fix my conversion rate. Now I want to talk about the conversion rate. You're talking about like 14.7%. I don't know what conversion rate
Chad,
you're talking
about. Yeah,
Chad,
what is the conversion rate? I've muted Ian.
I'm thinking currency.
Conversion
currency conversion rate. And the only currency I look at is the U.S. dollar to the Canadian dollar. And it's not like 14%.
Okay.
It's like...
Okay, you're talking
30%.
Finance. What did you discuss with Apple about Apple?
Whether I should upgrade my computer to the latest Apple operating system or leave it on the older one.
And what did Ian say?
Don't upgrade until I fix my conversion rate. Work the bugs out of my conversion
rate. Is that financial conversion?
Ion, is that financial conversion rate?
No, I've muted him. So you...
I didn't clarify that, Bob. I don't know which conversion rate. It doesn't sound like currency at that percentage.
Okay, so you were discussing whether to upgrade your computer, and now we have to find out the word conversion is applied to your computer or finances. You're going to ask Ion what's the difference. What is Ion talking about? Okay, I've unmuted Ion.
That's what happens to the sonar bounces. And when it bounces, it pings. And that ping is the distance from it to the bottom of the sea and then back. Well, when you're doing it with an island, see, it's actually a volcano. That's what that is. And it erupts, but it's not a big thing. Anyway, when you're moving that, see, the trench kind of moves from the other side. The ping of the sonar is the sonar.
Hello?
We just told you, it's the sonar pings.
The conversion rate of a sonar pinging?
Oh, no, that was an old conversation. When people come to your
I just want to finish that one up.
Site.
You're talking
when
conversion rate of the U.S. dollar to the euro?
No, you triangulated that. You know that goes to zero. When people come to your site, they come to your site and they look at it and they buy something. That's a 1%.
Oh, that conversion rate.
And they leave. And they leave, then your conversion rate's in the fucking toilet. So it dropped by half. So if you're too clever by half, you're not clever at all. And if you don't even know what the conversion rate is, how in the world would you ever gauge whether to put 10.299 on your CRE?
Yeah, Ion was talking about the website conversion rate, Bob, the percentage of people who buy that land on the site.
Okay, because so, now we hung up a minute ago to reconnect our phones. Now they're better. You're not breaking up. So we don't know what was said the last 2 minutes. You were just talking about conversion rates,
Ion was talking
right?
about the submarine. They were talking about the submarine in Hawaii floating towards Alaska. And then I said, okay, is that the conversion rate? Something to do with radar, sonar, radar, submarine. And they said, no, that's an old conversation. And then they clarified for me the conversion rate they're talking about is the conversion rate of the percentage of people who visit the website to the number of people that buy when they land. So if 100 people land on the website and 14 people purchase, that's a 14% conversion.
Yeah, you know that stuff. You already knew that.
Mm-hmm. But I thought Ion was talking
that
about foreign currency.
Right, he wasn't.
Yeah.
So
something I look at every day, but I must see it too much because I'm blind to it. When they brought it up, I didn't think of it.
There are none
so blind
as those who will not see.
Should you upgrade your computer, Chad?
Not until the conversion rate for the website goes back up to 14%. I get it now.
Are you talking about RNA Reset website?
Mm-hmm. I think that's it for me. No further questions, Your Honor.
Did you have something you want Chad to ask about, Ion?
Ask if he knows the difference between his pints and his quarts.
You know
at
Lappert's,
I do.
And your court?
At Lappert's, I know the difference between pints and quarts. Pints are what Carolyn gets, and quarts are what Bob gets.
If a pint's a pound the whole world round, how many would you need?
So, Chad, when you were here in May and saw me eating ice cream, you still remember that. It had a strong, iconic effect on you.
It's etched in my mind forever, Bob.
Yeah, the quart versus the pint. Okay.
Yeah.
You sure there's nothing else you want to ask, Chad? What about Kate? Does she have anything
well, just
that
about
she want to ask?
She
hasn't been on lately.
Just this stuff about Hawaii. I want to know about this Hawaii floating towards Alaska business. Does that mean Hawaii's climate's going to change, Ion, or is Alaska's climate going to change?
Well, we don't know. We don't know what it is now. It's hot in Alaska now. It's hotter in Alaska than it is in Hawaii now, so... It sounds good.
It's as hot as Hawaii and Alaska? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they don't have palm trees and nice sandy beaches.
They're overrated anyway.
Chad, the temperature in Anchorage right now is 25 degrees Fahrenheit.
And what's that mean? Is that hot or cold?
That's cold. cold, Ion. It's cold. Like we're 80 degrees. They're 25.
You'll be able to keep the Lapras ice cream outside to keep it cold.
Okay, does Kate have any questions, Chad?
Kate, do you have any questions? No, she doesn't have anything right now.
She was learning how to ask questions about a month ago, and then she just gave up. Didn't do any. Hasn't been on for a month.
God, Bob. God, they're out in the bush. They're out in the bush, Bob. They're out. They're not even in the country. How do you expect them? They don't even know they have technology. They're just like out
she
in
had
the
under
jungle,
pressure not to
around,
talk, Chad.
They're in there. They're in the jungle, yeah. Running around, strap butt naked. What do you expect? They wouldn't have asked questions. It's terrible.
Hey, Chad, is she under pressure not to talk?
No.
Are you being secretive? Well, have her come on and ask a question for someone else.
She's not ready to talk.
She needs to have her voice projected. Come on and ask a question for someone else on any topic.
She won't unless she has time to prepare. She won't do it.
Well, she doesn't have to prepare. Just think up a question. Think up a question about somebody else. Nothing to do with her. Just look at the bookshelf.
No,
yeah, look at the bookshelf. What's on the bookshelf?
It's not happening. We're in the theater.
Okay.
There's no books. Different medium.
Right. Okay, we're moving on. Thanks a lot, Chad.
She promised. Thanks, Bob. Thanks,
okay,
Ion.
Tomorrow.
Thanks, Carolyn.
All right.
Okay.
I said my bad.
I like the people I don't know. So here's a Lori. Let's see who Lori is. Go ahead, Boise. Come on, Boise. They gave you opportunity. I jumped you ahead of the line. Well.
Why don't you play Babylon is Falling, Bob?
That'll take a while to find. Do you require? Are you dropping off for a minute? You're not going to talk?
Wait till tomorrow.
You're finishing for tonight.
It's time. You said we had to go.
I didn't say you had to go. You
yes,
idiot.
You did.
I didn't say you had to go.
You did, too.
Ridiculous. I did not. Ask Carol. You ask Carol. She's the standard of everything, of sanity.
You can hang out with us some more, Ion.
Yes. Okay, so let's
get somebody.
We'd like that, but
we can't.
Oh, you're saying you can't? It's out of our hands.
Nothing we can do.
You're going to leave a lot of disappointed people here, Ion. They're all lined up, hundreds of them.
You have a skin.
Well, you have to learn to give people 10 minutes at a time, Bob, and not go on.
I don't go on. They go on and on. They go on and on. They're selfish. They don't even think about people.
You don't know how to be a host anymore, Bob.
He doesn't even know how to make his kids work, Carol.
I can stay around and insult me. Yeah, you can stay around and talk about me, but you can't take any questions.
There's nothing we can do.
Okay, good night.
Okay, here's
good night.
Anonymous.
I'll see you in Brighton and Charity in the morning.
Thanks a lot, Ion. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Happy
so
day.
I was here.
Happy days.
Well,
still a bye-bye.
I was here for 4 hours.
Yeah.
So I guess that's pretty good.